Bin Laden for $500,000 has cost us $100 billion in actual lost revenue and has increased the deficit of the United States by perhaps a trillion. Well, $7 trillion is cumulative, but let's give him credit for $1 trillion. Jesus, $500,000 invested, $1 trillion deficit. That's a hell of a return on investment. He can win that war. He can nickel and dime us to death because we're being stupid, and we'll get into that later. These are the vulnerabilities on the home front. I actually created this slide in the mid-1990s, and no one wanted to listen to me then either. 9/11, I know, you guys. I mean, but you're a cheap date. No, I love you. Thank you for listening. It truly warms my heart to be here. But, you know, these are the problems. Tunnels, pipelines, bridges, dams, towers, power, financial comms, transportation. I mean, someone was telling me there are two main power lines coming down from Canada. Either one is a cinch to cut. A friend of mine, General Minahan, did a study of Falcon Air Force Base. He took it down only attacking off-base points. All he had to touch was the water and the power and the other stuff coming in from off-base. They were out of schlitz. Economic blahs, we've seen what 9/11 did to us. Data corruption. If you want to hurt a capitalist, don't bomb his house. Move his decimal point. Okay? And then public health. The day will come when 50 terrorists infected with smallpox voluntarily glad hand their way across America. And I strive not to go too far on the hyperbole and stuff, but I'm trying to make a point here. This country has not invested in public health in the last 15 to 20 years. Laurie Garrett wrote a wonderful book called Betrayal of Trust, The Global Collapse of Public Health. We suck in terms of this. And what's happening is that diseases are migrating from animals to humans, and diseases are meeting up in common hosts and mutating. Okay, so just in the last couple of months, we've had bird flu, monkeypox, you know, a whole bunch of things. This stuff is getting very, very scary. The day will come when airplanes and offices have to guarantee the security of their air. Okay? It's probably 10 to 15 years away. But someone is going to pay a premium one of these days for guaranteed, clean, uncontaminated air. Or we're going to be walking around with these little nostril masks. So what has changed? What's changed is it's no longer about a heavy metal military kicking ass over there to be watched on the nightly news. It's here at home. It's not state on state. It's individual. It's distributed net war.